Good morning.
Good morning, sunshine.
The temple bell stops, but the sound keeps coming out of the flowers. So right now, the sound of this bell is present, even when it has not been rung. The sound is present. And Dogen said, "We don't practice to attain enlightenment. We practice because we are already enlightened." So if you listen carefully, you can hear the sound of this bell. And if I take this striker, I can manifest that sound that is already present. But we must realize the sound has always been there all along. This is why we often say that we are already perfect and complete as we are, lacking nothing. The only thing is that we have yet to realize the truth of these words. The sound is always present. We don't realize the truth of those words until I take this striker and hit it. So our practice, our Zazen practice, is our striker. We are already enlightened. We are already complete, but it must be manifest. We must hit that striker. And the striker in our practice is Zazen, which helps us ring true who we really are. So we all know how to use this striker. We've been taught over and over again. When we sit, we just sit, and we have no expectations of anything happening. We just sit day after day with whatever comes up, and we sit, as they say in Japanese, in ah-so mind, ah-so. Something comes up, ah-so. Go back to the breath. Something else comes up, ah-so, ah-so. And we do this ah-so until the truth of who we are is revealed. The sound of the gong is always here. The truth of who we are is always here. Another metaphor, it's like lighting the incense. We hold the incense over the flame and wait. And then suddenly, poof, it ignites. And so we could say that by sitting, we are holding the incense over the flame and waiting for the truth of who we are to ignite, that spark. You know, all of a sudden there's that spark. And that first haiku, by the way, was by Basho, and this one is also by Basho. It's a poem, not a haiku. Sitting quietly, doing nothing. Spring comes, and the grass grows by itself. Right? It's perfect. Grows by itself. We sit quietly, doing nothing. Spring comes, and the grass grows by itself. The bell rings by itself. So we grow by ourselves with the help of Zazen. So this poem is a simple and direct expression of the way things are, including our practice. The grass isn't pushed to grow, it just grows naturally. And who we are can't be pushed to grow. We have to let it grow naturally. So we say when we sit, we don't push the river. We must allow things to unfold in their own way, including ourselves. So when we sit, our body breathes by itself. Our ears hear by themselves. Our nose smells by itself. The truth of who we are manifests by itself. We let go of any desire to control or rush this process. If we are impatient or controlling, we can learn to pay attention to these impulses and see the impatience, see the need to control, that they are the result of our thinking. We know this, right? We learn this over and over again. Usually thoughts can be based on feelings of not being good enough or pressing the desire to find peace. So a lot of times we can have a hard time with our sitting because the mind is a troublemaker. We all know that. So if we're having a hard time letting the grass grow by itself, what can we do? So again, as we know, the usual teaching is to just notice that it's a thought that's creating a disturbance, and then let go of that thought and return to the breath. That's so. And we can practice this over and over again until it becomes our normal way of dealing with thoughts and feelings that they create. Right? It just becomes commonsensical. It's just what, you know, you do something over and over again. You don't have to tell yourself to do it anymore. It just happens. You know, we train ourselves to be that way in relation to our mind. But there are times, however, when the thoughts can be very powerful, and this method of noting them and returning to the breath doesn't work. And I think at this point, the key ingredients is love. Happiness and peace of mind flow from true love. True love is love that has no object. It's just love that flows forth. And when asked what true love was, Thich Nhat Hanh says, it starts with loving yourself. Loving yourself first. So if you find yourself feeling not good enough, worthless, discouraged, hopeless, it's time to love yourself, to bring compassion to yourself. Right? Our practice isn't always easy, and we can get really down upon ourselves, especially if we're comparing ourselves. You know, somebody sitting down the aisle from us, while they haven't flinched and I can't sit still. You know, that's all the mind is again. The mind is a troublemaker. It creates that trouble and it brings up doubt. So you're probably familiar with this kind of thing, the loving kindness meditation, but people will say, well, okay, that's really nice. You know, we love ourselves and we have compassion for ourselves, but I spent a lifetime hating myself. So one of the ways that our practice can help us, you know, it's not the only way. Our practice is not psychotherapy, cure our ills, but it can certainly help to be more stable with those ills. And one of the methods of doing that is loving kindness meditation. So when our thoughts can become painful and feelings arise that are very strong during sitting, we can use this loving kindness meditation. But before we do, remind ourselves, even if we don't believe it, remind ourselves that everyone deserves to be loved. Now, I know as I'm saying, everyone deserves to be loved. I'm sure somebody will pop up in your mind and say, oh no, not that person. But everyone deserves to be loved. As Bernie said, if everything is one, then nothing is left out. And that includes ourselves. Everyone deserves to be loved. So this is the loving kindness meditation. It's only 4 lines. It's brief. But I think it can be very helpful. So Jack Kornfield, this is the loving-kindness meditation that he created. May I be filled with loving-kindness. May I be safe from inner and outer danger. May I be well in body and mind. May I be happy and at ease. I'll repeat that. May I be filled with loving-kindness. May I be safe from inner and outer danger. May I be well in body and mind, and may I be happy and at ease. Now, I would add to this, there's a quote from Walt Whitman, and this is the quote, I am larger and better than I thought. I did not know I held so much goodness. I am larger and better than I thought. I did not know I held so much goodness. So again, to go back to where we started, we don't sit to become enlightened. We sit because we are already enlightened. Right? So we sit to manifest the truth of who we are. We strike the bell to manifest the sound. So like Dogen said, we could say, the sound of the gong is already here. So that's why we do zazen, and that's why we hit the bell with the striker. Thanks.